The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, folks. This is a special edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are replaying an encore from precisely 1 year ago, April 1st, 2019, with our friend Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Here it is.
Taxes Show. It's the show you've all been waiting for. Until now. Until literally right now.
Now!
Literally right now. Literally. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas on the Eric Metaxas Show, which makes perfect sense. I am here at the NRB. We taped so many interviews here. There's so many friends here. One of them is sitting next to me right now, Mike Lindell. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Eric.
You are becoming like a folk hero. You crack me up endlessly. I can't get away from you. I watch TV at home with my wife. We're trying to have a romantic moment, and here pops in Mike Lindell. Hey, he's behind the mirror. You're ubiquitous, and that's not an insult, by the way.
No, I had to look that up the other day. Someone said that.
You're ubiquitous. But you, of course, for people who don't know, for people who are communists or they're living in a third world country, they don't know about MyPillow. You're the founder of MyPillow.com. I think most people by now, if they've listened to this program, they know your story. But even if they didn't know your story, let's just reprise it quickly because there's some people that maybe don't remember.
Right. I was a cocaine addict for 20 years and a crack cocaine addict for 9 years. And it goes back. My parents divorced when I was 7, back when divorces weren't common. I was put into a new school. I was, get ready on this, Eric, I was very shy. Or I would show off. My whole life, I couldn't talk to people. And that's when I got into cocaine, I could talk to people. When I used to have a bar, I had a bar for 13 years. I was always an entrepreneur, never had any money, but I would, you know, create it. Well, here in the bar, if someone came into the bar and I didn't know them and I was all by myself and sober, I'd just wait on them and I'd act like I was busy because I couldn't talk. You know. So
what happened? Hey, what happened? It's so funny.
Well, it's all you radio hosts. Like Joe Piscopo used to say to me, Mike, you're a natural. I go, what are you talking about, Joe? And then I started to believe you guys.
It's incredible. Well, you are sui generis, which is Latin for holy guacamole. You really are who you I guess what I'm saying is what you see is what you get with you. And that's one of the things I love about you. You're very real and you're very outspoken. You're very clear about what you believe. So as people see you on these commercials, and I'm sure most of them, if they haven't met you, it's why I want to have you on the program. They kind of think, who's that guy? What's he really like? Mm-hmm. And you're extremely enthusiastic. You're like a workaholic, right? You're nonstop because you believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's fun. People say, well, Mike, you work all the time. Work was being an addict. Any addict out there knows how much work that is. And I do. I love what I'm doing. I love getting behind some. God's blessed me with this incredible platform of notoriety, and I'm able to use that to put my credibility on all these good, any good thing or any cause that's going on. And that means so much to me. And when you talk about the commercials, even back when I did my first infomercial, people were telling me, no, you can't do that. You know, I just wanted to make it real. A real audience, just me and a friend of mine. And the night before, the producer got flown in, and he says, we're doing our reads. He said, this guy's going to be the worst guy in history on TV. He goes, you can't. Why did you even bring me here? And I got up the next day. I go to do the infomercial, and I walked out in my line. It took 9 takes for just one sentence. And I said, you guys got to get rid of the teleprompter. I just want to make it real, and let's just do it. And we brought a table in so I could have my table like I did at the shows. And we went from 10 employees, when that aired October 7, 2011, we went from 10 employees to 540 days. Just, and now we have so much fun. I do all those commercials, you see, we do them ourselves. It's real. The one where I go, I'm not going to hold this all night. I go, you're going to wake up. And then we go, Ert! That was that live.
That was that live. That commercial, which I'm sorry to say I've seen 45,000 times, every time you do that, when you say, I'm not going to hold it all night, it's interesting because there's a moment right there that when I'm watching, I remember the first time I thought, that is so real.
Mm-hmm. It was real.
It is. It's so real that it works, right?
Right,
and
yeah.
you have an instinct for that kind of stuff.
Well, I have fun doing them. One real quick one here. We're doing, you'll have probably hear about the product. It's our Go Anywhere pillow and this Roller Go, and I filmed it with a bunch of kids. There are 12 kids, or all these actors between 4 and 6. Well, I didn't tell them, you know, we all did it naturally. I ended up playing for them, and we made these big forts for 2.5 hours, and the producers are going, we have to go to the next scene. You're having too much fun.
You mean you made pillow forts?
Oh, yeah,
with kids?
With kids. All these little going, all these colorful pillows. It's going to be, you think, it's going to be one of the most amazing commercials ever to air, and it's going to air probably in 2.5-3 weeks.
And this is the Go Anywhere. These are the smaller pillows.
The smaller pillows, and it's absolutely
now, is
amazing.
This the one that's going to have the Donald the Caveman on it? Is that what you said?
Yes, yep. I was telling you that. Yeah, we're going to have this whole kid line. Kids and everybody. Everybody likes those little rolling up.
So the little pillows.
Yeah, you're using them to sit.
Well, I told my audience that you are making this Donald the Caveman pillow. And the idea of it, I mean, I cannot wait. I just cannot wait. We're going to have fun.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to make, Albin and I are going to make, we'll probably make some parody My Pillow commercials. Right, Albin? We're going to make some, I guess I get to play Mike. I have to wear the silk pajama top, the blue silk pajama top.
You got to practice this. You're looking good. I knew you would.
Oh, my gosh.
Now practice, Eric. Practice, Eric.
when you walked in here and you're not wearing the silk pajama top, I didn't recognize you. I said, who's that guy?
Right.
And that's Mike Lindell. I said, no way.
No
way. Now, was that your idea to wear that?
All the stuff I've ever done in the advertising was my idea, and a lot of it I just, you know, made it real. I wore my cross outside my shirt for years with that, and not just on TV.
Oh, I know.
And I got so much pushback on that back in the day. I'd be the only one taking the phone calls, and they're going, you're wearing your cross, and I'd get attacked over here and both sides, every which direction. I was sitting, I wasn't even saved yet, and I'm arguing with them on the phone. 2 hours I'd be on the phone with one person, and they'd be saved by the time I got off, and I'm going, there, now you know.
This is one of the reasons I love you, is because when I say you're real, a lot of times evangelical Christians have a sort of a formula for salvation. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
You're like this, and then you're like this. But most people's stories are much more complicated. And
right.
Your story is much more complicated.
Right. Oh,
here
yeah.
You are, addicted to crack.
Right.
Just a maniac. And yet some part of you still understood God is real. I care about that.
Right.
You weren't. So you, it's not like you were a Marxist atheist.
Right.
It's complicated.
Right. I had these seeds planted as a kid. I went to Bible study. God chased me throughout my life. And I'll tell you, I even knew my pillow was a platform for a much bigger thing. I would sit after the bars closed. I'd be with my friends. We'd all be doing drugs and stuff. I'd be telling about end times. And I read Revelation in jail when I was, and I'm telling about this. They would quit and find Jesus that day. And I go, what did I say? About 28 people, I was losing friends. So now, and here in 2008, real quick, these three drug dealers, they did an intervention on me. I was up 14 days. I probably told you the story.
This story takes the cake.
So I'm up 14 days, and
okay,
I'm down.
Hold, I gotta slow you down because I don't want my audience to miss this.
Okay.
You had not slept in 14 days.
Correct.
Okay, what kind of drug enabled you to not sleep? Because Keith Richards didn't sleep for 11 days.
Right.
So you win the record now.
Right. Well, crack cocaine. And, you look up records, and they say, oh, we were in a sleep thing, and we kept this guy awake for 16 days. Any addict out there knows that that's not the world record, 16 days. You got meth and crack, two different drugs, but you can stay up a long time.
Okay, so the question is, that must harm you physically horribly.
Well, that was,
if you're not getting sleep, that's very bad.
It's very bad. So here I am. I'm up 14 days. I'm down in the worst part of Minneapolis in this guy's apartment, and I come out of the room, and they're having these three drug dealers that kind of controlled everything there.
Right.
They have this intervention. I go, what is this? They go, the one guy goes, well, Mike's been up for 14 days, and you guys aren't going to sell him, and you're not.
You're telling me that the drug dealers decided they would not sell you any more drugs, and they made a deal between the three of them.
Right.
No one can sell Mike Lindell drugs.
Right.
This is drug dealers.
These are drug dealers.
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll hear the rest of the story in 2 seconds. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Mike Lindell, the man behind MyPillow.com. By the way, MyPillow.com is now an advertiser on this program. And if you don't use the code Eric or Metaxas, you do not get the huge Eric Metaxas Show discount. So please tell your friends. They don't have to listen to the show. They don't have to like me. But if they use Eric or Metaxas, they get the discount. If you go on MyPillow.com and you do not use Eric or Metaxas, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to do jail time, okay? That's the story. You're going to go to jail. Now, Mike Lindell, you're telling us the craziest story ever.
Right.
You're telling me that you're so addicted, you've been up for 14 days, the drug dealers, and these are big deal guys. This is not little guys.
These are big guys that run a whole bunch of other guys.
Okay, so they make a decision that they're not going to sell you drugs because you've had enough.
Yep.
Now, why did these drug dealers, why would they care?
Why did they care? Here's what happened. So two of them leave. And they went down to the streets or whatever. Well, now the other guy, he said, how much you have left? I had a couple crack rocks left. I finished smoking them. I looked over, and he finally went to sleep. So he goes to sleep, and I head on down to the streets at 2 in the morning in Minneapolis, and I hit the streets. An hour and a half later, I went out in a ring. Drug addicts are very resourceful. I couldn't buy it anywhere. I'm offering, $100 for $10 worth. Once I started doing that, no one's going to believe me anyway. But I went all the way out there and couldn't find it. I get back upstairs, and he's standing awake waiting for me. He goes, how'd that work out for you? And here's what he said. He goes, give me that phone of yours. I'm taking a picture. He goes, you've been telling us for years that this MyPillow is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back someday and help us all out of this addiction and all these dealings. He goes, we're not going to let you die on us. I would tell those guys all the time, someday I'm coming back. I'm going to quit everything. And they 100% believe me. And now to continue, real short on that, 2 days then I did. I slept for 2 days. I had to go back into my hometown and to deliver these papers or MyPillow wouldn't be here. And I had a warrant out for my arrest. The following Tuesday, I would be found innocent of this charge. But I had to take a chance to get these papers there. out. I drive out to Carver, Minnesota, and Larry the cop happened to see me pulling into our little office thing that we had. And he turns around. He says, Mike, put down the phone. And I said, put down these papers. I said, Larry, I said, if these papers don't get to my brother, millions of people in the future are going to be affected. I said, it's something to do with God and my pill being a big platform. And I said, Larry, if you let me do this, I said, next Tuesday, I'm going to be found innocent anyway. And I said, if I'm not, you can arrest me anytime, and I promise I'll have cocaine on me. And
Now, I want to play you in the story of your life.
No, but I want to tell you the end of that. 9 years later, Eric, this last fall, I'm doing a parade in my hometown, and I hadn't seen Larry in 9 years, and here he pulls up with his cop car. He gets out, and I go, Larry. He goes, Mike. He goes, am I in your book? You remember what I did? He's seen it all come to fruition. And I said, Larry, why would you believe me? And he looked at me, he says, Mike, you were always so transparent. And he said, you believed what you were saying. And I thought, what if he's right? And now he's been telling everyone. He's in my book. I got a picture of him. It's great.
That's incredible. Now, what's the title of your book?
It's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO.
What Are the Odds? By Mike Lindell.
Yeah, what are the odds?
I didn't realize that you had a book.
Yeah,
what are the odds?
It's coming out in September.
Oh, it's not out yet.
Yeah, no. You look at your own life. You see a one in a million, a one in a billion. This story you put off to chance. Well, you add them together, and you go, when does it become a miracle? And in my life, things kept happening. I've had 14 near-death experiences. I've had everything happen to me that could imagine. My friends, when they see, here's Mike Lindell, this crack addict, all of a sudden sitting there, I was with the president of the White House once for a manufacturer summit. They go, what's Mike Lindell sitting next to the president? And they're finding Jesus and quitting there. And this can only be God, because this is impossible. You know?
It is unbelievable. I know there are people listening right now who've never heard a story like yours. This is a beautiful story. It's real. God had a hold of you in the middle of all that. And again, there are a lot of people who have a very fussy religious view of things, and they don't get this.
Right.
They don't get this. How could you, you know, you're a reprobate, you're a sinner, and yet God was with you and using you in spite of all that, and he had a plan for you. And he also had clearly communicated this to you. That's what's so fascinating.
Yeah, I knew about it.
Is that you knew it even while you're in the midst of this mess. Right. And then your transparency allowed people to believe you. I mean, that these crack dealers, drug dealers, believed in you.
Right.
And you know what that says, Mike? It says that they believe in something called truth and God, that even they know what's right and wrong.
Absolutely.
And have you ever followed up with any of those guys? Like
one of them works for me. He's a born-again Christian. The other one has quit. His mom would always pray for us, and she's got her prayers were answered. And the other guy I haven't talked to in a long time, but I heard he's not dealing anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Now, you said something to me yesterday. We were talking because you're an honest man, and you know, you're doing a lot of business. You're making a lot of money now. You're on TV all the time. And you got very serious with God fairly recently. In other words, that yours is an unfolding story.
Right.
And you really want to use your profits to help God and his purposes.
Let's put it right out there. Yeah. February, people say, when did you do a full surrender to Jesus Christ? February 18th, 2017.
February 18th, 2017.
Just a couple years ago.
That's 5 minutes
ago.
Now, you go
back before that, as I believed in God and, you know, prayed, but I didn't have that relationship with Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I interviewed you here at the NRB, what is that, a year ago? That was a year ago.
Right,
and people keep talking to me about that. It was like wrestling two bears on the stage, trying to talk to Mike Lindell. It was that you're much calmer now, which tells us something. But it is so funny. It was like wrestling two bears and a mongoose. Because you just got so much to say, so much energy. Now, most of this must be, it's kind of like the President of the United States. You seem to naturally have tremendous energy. Did you have that your whole life?
Yeah, I had that whole life. You wouldn't know. People say to me, wow, what were you like on cocaine? It was the same. My energy level. that little average anybody.
What did they say about Mickey Rooney? They say Mickey Rooney doesn't need to take vitamins. Vitamins need to take Mickey Rooney. right? It's like you crack needs to take Mike Lindell. Well, you were talking to me, too, about in your business dealings how some people are bothered by your faith stance.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like it, and you become their enemy. And the same thing with you have been friendly toward the president. Big deal. Like most of America obviously likes him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the president. It doesn't mean we approve of everything he does. God forbid we would. And by the way, if we talked about what most of the presidents have done in the past, we wouldn't approve of a single one of them. But this, all of this, you've taken a lot of guff. And I know that the Target stores have given you a hard time. You mentioned something about that just yesterday, and I don't know what you can say about that,
well,
but I'd
you
love
know,
to hear
got,
it.
Let's just start. You got Google, corrupt Google, the stuff they're doing with their ads, and you've got I put it out there all the time. You got Facebook, Twitter's done stuff to me, but Target especially, they went up and bought my own AdWords, and I shut them off. I will never sell anything to Target again as long
Wait a
as
minute. Now, most people don't know what you're talking about. They bought...
They bought my AdWords, so they're...
Your AdWords. Right. What
people,
does that mean?
On Google, you can buy people's AdWords, like MyPillow. You can go buy MyPillow or MyPillow two words or MyPillow.com. Well, Google also has a marketplace. You need 1,000 SKUs to be up there. And
what does that mean?
It means you have to have 1,000 products to be up there. So I can't even buy my own AdWords. You know, it's like the most biggest antitrust law violation. But Target, when they did it, they don't care. I mean, they were one of the first ones that took Merry Christmas out of their stores, and they, you know, how many bathrooms you're supposed to have and all these crazy things. One of my most passionate organizations in history is the Salvation Army, and they, you know, they took them and said they couldn't be there with the bell, you know, ringing the bells to get
so Target. Okay, I've heard a little bit about this, but it's good to get it from you. So you're saying that Target has taken a very hard left stance, and that they're using their power, where they have a lot of power in the marketplace, to push this. And
Absolutely.
So you're saying they got rid of the Salvation Army in front of their stores.
They finally put Merry Christmas back. At least you got to hear music in Targets, you know. And it was funny. They reached out. They wanted me to speak, but they're only 20 minutes their headquarters from me. And they wanted me to speak at their thing. I said, at some executive thing or whatever, I said, did you get the memo? Remember that part where what you've done to me and others? And I should have went there and just spoke about Jesus.
Well, so you're saying that this is dirty pool. This is dirty pool. They bought these AdWords because you were harming them by selling pillows the way you sell pillows.
Well, they even at that time they had my pillow and they were cannibalizing like your show. Let's say you put in your promo code and you Google my pillow and all of a sudden Target's there buying my. I've worked hard to be number one organically. Now they buy there instead of using your promo code. And now they don't even have my pillow, and there's a corrupt pillow, a perfect copycat that they brought in from overseas. Target's the only one that has that now.
Do you know what it's called?
I gotta go, sir. It's called Miracle Pillow, and it's a complete copycat of my trademark, of my patent, of everything. This just happened this week.
I hope you're going after them.
I'm going after Target and the I would see if it's Intel. You got these companies, you know, all these companies.
Hang on, we're gonna go to a break here. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking, as you know, with Mike Lindell, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. If you buy anything from MyPillow, please put in my code Eric or Metaxas, and you'll get my discount. I recommend it. If you don't put in Eric or Metaxas, you will do jail time. I'm just telling you, just being honest. I wouldn't lie to you. Be right back. My charade is the event of the season, and if I claim to be a Hey, folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell here from the Taxi Show. This is so exciting. Mike, talking to you is fun. You've got so much going on. You just mentioned something. First of all, you said Target is ripping you off, and you're going to have to go after them because they are ripping up your pillow and all that kind of stuff. I want my audience to hear this stuff. I want them to know what is happening.
Right.
You just mentioned something exciting, something called My Store.
Let me tell you, when I do something, that these ideas that God's given me, it's a reverse engineer to help people. And here's what goes on in our country with entrepreneurs and invention. They come in, they're either copied, they have seen on TV, these people copy them, and they copy the exact product, they get it overseas, usually in China, bring it in, you see it on TV for a little bit, they bring it in the box stores, and then it's gone. The entrepreneur gets nothing. Or the entrepreneur can put it on GoFundMe thing, he gets copied there. Or he can go up on crooked Amazon, you get up there, and you're buying all kinds of ads up there.
Now, most people don't understand this stuff, so when you say crooked Amazon,
right.
Why? Help my audience.
Okay, here's what I say.
What are they doing?
They're doing. You put a product up there. You know, they're bringing in a product. Products that come from overseas. They bring a copy of your product. It can be your exact product. It can be they'll copy the name, whatever. And Amazon will put it right next to yours or even above yours if they get money. They're buying space. It doesn't matter if the product is completely a copycat.
In other words, they're
monetizing corruption. They're taking they're breaking our patent laws. They're copying our trademark laws.
Okay, we have laws in this country. So the question is, do you think that this president is going to step in? Because when I hear this stuff, it makes my blood
boil. Absolutely. I want to add one more thing. We talk about our patent laws. Right now, big companies are going to D.C. and they're going into this office where they can get patents changed, debunked. So they go back and they want the patent, they'll go back in there and discredit the patent, and 80% are getting overturned. It's the craziest thing. Is what could, you know,
is
in this
called corruption
in this country we're in? Patents are, you know, people copy them, and they're only, you don't have money to fight these big companies,
right.
And they run the little entrepreneur out. Here's what I'm doing. Right now, I got the URL mystore.com and mystore.com in Spanish, and I also got it in Canada. God, you know, I would have paid a lot for that, but this was a bunch of divine appointments where I got this. So over the last couple of years, entrepreneurs and inventors have been giving me all their ideas. They have the products. They're sitting there. And now we're going to take the vetted ones. We're vetting them. We're putting them up on this safe platform where they don't have to. And we're also vetting the entrepreneur. So each one will be like a MyPillow. Like, I'll be out there, hey, I met an inventor guy here. Everyone's got a story behind it, a great story. And I didn't want it to be Mike's products. I wanted the inventor to say, wow, I'm up on my store, you know. I'm up on my store. So I'm going to have all these amazing products. I'm going to take, let's say, 10 of them. I'm going to say, here, Eric, here's 10 vetted products, and you can sit here and promote these products, these entrepreneurs, like you did MyPillow. And with the radio industry, everyone's going to be helped to get rid of it. And these products aren't going to be on Amazon or these other places where they take your money, or Google, where you got to fight Google and all these places. We're going to have a safe haven.
It's amazing. I thank God for you, because you're doing so much, and we need that in the business space, right? I've been grieved. I've talked about this a lot, about the monopolies that we have with Google, that Google has, that Apple has, that Facebook, and so on and so forth.
Twitter, the list goes on.
Something has happened in America. Yeah. And it's un-American.
Yeah.
And we need to stand against this however we can stand against it. And most people don't know how, you know. But once there's an alternative, at least you can vote with your pocketbook.
The other day, Eric, I was on TV, and I'm not going to say the other company. They turned out to be, it was a good thing. They actually, when I was fighting for it, they took down and they fixed it. But during the middle of the interview, I started bad-mouthing Google. My lawyer's holding up a sign, quit bad-mouthing Google. And I go, Joe, I'm the only voice out there. Google's not going to take down MyPillow. If they do, it'll make international news of what a monopoly and how corrupt they are. But you know what? What about the little entrepreneur?
That's the point.
That he doesn't have a voice.
That's right.
He doesn't have a voice. You know, Zuckerberg, from Facebook, he can do stuff to me, and so can Mr. Twitter, but I have a voice, so they don't do it to me.
Did you say Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need subtitles for Mike Lindell, even though he's speaking in English.
We all know who that guy is on Facebook, but you know, all these guys in Silicon Valley, these guys have monetized all of our information, and you know, I can sit here and I can go, hey, Eric, I really like chocolate or whatever, and all of a sudden there'll be a boom, boom, a billboard flashing, because they're all tied together from YouTube to Google. They're all in cahoots, and they monetize this stuff. And the little guy that gets in the internet, that gets bulldozed over, he doesn't have a voice. So what?
No.
He's down there going, hey, I just lost everything I dreamed of. You know, a guy came to me the other day, him and his wife, a nice invention, Minnesota. It comes up. It's a beautiful invention. He didn't know what he was doing on Google. He put in $20,000. That's all the money they had left to buy AdWords. Okay. He put them out there, and it's so much a click, right? Well, he bought an AdWord that was very expensive to buy. He didn't know what he was doing. Anyway, it burned up the whole $20,000. He sold $1,400 worth of product, and he was almost in tears. He didn't know. He didn't even know what was going because he didn't understand it. It's a very complex machine that these guys do, and then they change the rules all the time. You know, a few years ago, Facebook, you had to spend all this money to get your likes, and then Zuckerberg decides he's going to charge people for their own likes. It's like you collecting emails, and now you get charged for it.
Oh my gosh! You know, oh my gosh! We're going to go to another break here. Oh, my goodness. Mike Lindell is my guest. When does Maestro.com open real quick?
About a month.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you can go there right now. If you're an inventor or an entrepreneur, go to Maestro.com, and you can put your thing up there. You can apply.
When we come back, we'll talk more about that. We've got more with Mike Lindell. Stick
get
around.
Back home. Once there was a way to get back home.
In Anaheim, California, with Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Mike, there is so much here. You were just saying MyStore.com. People can already go there?
Yeah, you can go there. If you have, you'll get vetted. I have another guy's trusted people that are vetting the entrepreneur and the thing. There's no guarantee you're going to get up there. I'm not going to take any old person or any invention,
right.
You know, but you can put in all your application for it. It's a safe place. You don't have to, there'll be a thing to fill out, so you don't have to worry about your things getting copied or stolen
I can't sell my books there. This is not like a book selling place.
Absolutely you can.
Oh, I can.
100%. 100%. I'm going to be anything like books, movie, anything that's going to help people either in their faith, physically, mentally, the entrepreneur. This is going to be a platform of help. We're not just going to put something up there to make money.
I love it. It's unbelievable. I always say, you meet somebody like you, I said, I wish there were 10 of you, and there are. You're all 10 of them. We don't need, you are 10.
God, the glory.
You were just, amen. But you were just talking about, I want to say that when I saw, when I got the boxes with the pillow topper and stuff delivered to our house, and I opened up the boxes and scripture verses fell out.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a guy who's living out his faith. And I thought, what an encouragement. I told my audience that. I said, if you have a choice of where you're going to buy stuff from, I would want to buy from somebody like you just because of that. We need to be bold. You are bold. Yeah. And you inspire others to boldness. Tell us about, you had another thing you were just
talking about. Let me tell you about that. Yeah, those scripture verses, I'm not going to name the companies there that didn't want them in the boxes because they fall out randomly.
You mention the companies?
I don't want to mention them.
Can I mention them?
Because they changed their ways after I said.
Oh, they did?
After I said, you know what, then you don't get to have my pillow. And they said, okay, we'll do it. I'll do a quick one of a newspaper. I won't name the newspaper either, but when I first came out with my print ad, here's just some guy holding a pillow, it didn't say my pillow on or anything. It just said, hi, I have problems like you. And at the end, it said, God bless, Mike Lindell. Now, this is back in 2011. When I put that, I started buying these remnant ads in all these papers, and I was doing, if I put a $100, a $1,000 ad, I'd get like $2,000 or $3,000 back. Well, this one big newspaper said, we're not going to let you run this because it says God bless. And I said, I needed the money. And I said, you know what? Then I'm not running it. So now after it showed up in big newspapers, all of a sudden they kept popping up. That paper called me back and said, we're going to let you run that God bless. You know what I did? I said, well, I don't like the fact that you have these big lines that say advertisement. So if you take those down, I can do it. Well, we can't do that. I said, well, then you don't get to run my ad. So they sent it back. They go, look, we don't have those big lines. And I said, well, okay, that's good. Now I called the other papers and I said, hey, how come I got to have those big lines?
Oh, my gosh. How would you like to get on the wrong side of Mike Lindell? He's God's bully. He scares the heck out of me. I love it.
What we were talking about in between that and that break there, one of the things I'm very passionate about is it's called the Lindell Recovery Network.
Yes.
And when that's coming out, It's going to be, if you, if an addict like me, I could relate. When my friend came to me, and he was my equal. He had been straight for 3 years. We had both started cocaine at the same time, switched to crack at the same time, and he had found the Lord. In 3 years, he had been straight, and he come walking in my place in 2008, and I'm all by myself. The end is near, and I said, Dick, what are you doing here? He said, the Lord led me here. I said, well, as long as you're here, I have questions for you, Dick. Is it boring? I mean, I had all these questions that only he could answer, because he was kind of like my hope match, right? So here's my platform now I'm going to be the tour guy, and this is to the addict. When you see the Lindell Recovery Network, the addict put in your age and your addiction, your specific drug. All these stories of hope are going to come down. So if you're a 22-year-old opiate addict, you might not relate to a 50-year-old meth addict. But you put in your age and addiction. Here's your 22-year-old opiate addicts. They've came down. They've made it through. Then I say, hey, guys, go over here. I have vetted over 2,000 centers to get help, faith-based. They're all their best centers. Salvation Army, Teen Challenge, Union Gospel, St. Matthew's, all these places in the country. I've been vetting them for 2 years. I tell the addict, come over here. When you get out, I'm going to be there for you. And they're going to go, what? And I'm going to go, you get out, I'm going to have paid mentors, careers. That's all these guys do, is mentor you when you come out of there, that I'm paying for these guys' salaries. And you know what? And then if they have a specific problem, we're going to address that, a mentor that's been through that. So it's a full circle of hope, help, and mentorship.
Now, when will that be happening? You have that's people working on that now?
Oh, yeah. We've been working on it for a year and a half. And I'm going to tell you something about our president. He is so passionate for this, that 800-page opiate bill. There's stuff in that that matches absolutely. It's a plug-in for this. We're going to beat this opiate crisis in the next 6 years. Did I say 6 years? No, there it is. It came on fast. It came on fast, and we're going to squish it just as fast.
I love it.
It's going to be amazing. That's in the next couple months, when my book comes out. I'm not going to sell it in the store and stuff. You're going to go right to where this platform is.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the driver, and the money for that's going to go pay for the addiction network.
Can somebody get this guy a cup of coffee? Because I can't tolerate this anymore.
Yeah.
I got to do all the heavy lifting with somebody like you, Mike. You know what I mean?
I got one more quick one.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Then I have my Lindell Foundation, where I'm taking 100% of your money, private sector money, is going to go to vetted needs, no overhead. I pay the overhead. You get to hear a difference of that you made in their lives. So people want to give, they just don't know where to give. It's going to bring trust back into giving. Some people have ruined foundations. Like, can we think of a few?
Some people have ruined foundations.
Well, they've ruined that. You think you don't trust where to give.
Yeah.
Don't
mention the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah,
no. This is a non-political program.
Right.
So do not mention whatever
not
you do.
Mention that.
If there's any corrupt foundation, not to mention
right,
it would be
right.
the Clinton Foundation.
So let's just take that for instance. You know, don't you always wonder, are those really my kids in the picture, or do we all get the same picture, or how much of the money really makes it to the need? How much do the CEO, how much do they, you know, all these people make? I wanted 100% of the money go to the need, and I'm going to do it start with the cities here where you could do it in your own backyard. People want to give. Where do they want to give the most? Right in their own backyard.
Well, look, that's the American way. Small government, as local as possible.
Yeah.
We know that's
right.
The most efficient.
Yeah.
It's the best on every level. We've got away from it with the bloated federal government and everything. And that's part of the problem of globalization and these companies becoming multinational.
Right.
And
right.
They don't have values. They don't care about that. They just care about the bottom line.
Just a number.
It's sick.
Yep.
When we come back, a final segment with Mike Lindell. Folks, if you go to MyPillow.com and you get anything, please use the code Eric or Metaxas. Tell your friends. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am sitting here with Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Mike, I just said this before when we went off the air in the break. Just listening to you, makes me want to take a nap. You are unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Somebody get this guy a cup of coffee. Albert, how many hours? You're like Mr. Sleep. How many hours do you sleep a night? Do you sleep?
I'd say.
Or do you hang upside down for 40 minutes? What do you do?
It can be anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, believe it or not. But they're quality hours. If I only get 4, they're quality. You know, that's one thing that God's blessed me with, this amazing invention that does give you the best sleep ever. And
unbelievable.
But, you know, people say, Mike, you're so busy, all this stuff. I love what I do, and I can tell any addict out there, addiction is the hard work.
Yeah.
You know, God set me up that you know, it's like, okay, you know the hard work, now I'm going to make it easy. I put it all on him. All these things, all these platforms, I just rely on God and say, you know, okay. And I pray every day for discernment and wisdom. Same thing our president prayed for when he went over to the Western Wall in Israel. He prayed for wisdom and discernment. What an amazing thing that is.
I wonder, you know, as you know, because you and I are working together on this pillow, the Donald the Caveman pillow, but I really wonder if this whole debacle of the Mueller investigation is going to backfire in such a way that it's going to enable his president to drain the swamp. He said he was going to do that on the stump when he was running. And I really think that this may give him and the American people an appetite to do what is necessary so that the American government can be given back to the people. Because what we just saw was an attempt by entrenched bureaucrats to steal the government away from the people. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is so sad. And people ask me all the time, what's the best thing? The number one thing the president's done so far, well, there's one that stands above all else. He smashed political correctness. You had to smash that before you could do all these other things. And now you think, when you talk about what you just said there, giving the government back to the people, he's broke through. It's like when they were attacking me for going all in for the president, and I went from an A-plus to an F with the Better Business Bureau. You know, these guys that just attacked me for that, or attacked me for my Christianity. Well, you know what? I broke through to the other side, and look what I'm able to do now. People go, oh, that's just Mike Lindell. He's going to do it. Our president, now that he's gotten through this, and people, everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet, Eric.
Well, it is fascinating because he is, he's a character, right?
Yep.
And I think that his ability to speak against political correctness is a magnificent thing. We have needed it so badly in this country. We've never seen such looniness, never.
Never.
And if you don't have people stand against it in a leadership way, you've done it, I try to do it, it's very important because people are looking for leadership. They're saying, can I say that? Can I say that?
Right.
And I tell people, if you want to be free, we had my friend John Zmirek was on the program. He said, freedom is the freedom to say Bruce Jenner, right? That you're not sort of all hung up that I got to say this, I got to say this. No, folks, you can speak the truth and you speak it in love.
Absolutely.
You don't speak it to be vicious.
That's right. You know, one of the things when you know, when I got behind the president stuff, and even with everything I do, I say all the positive things. I don't have to sit and, you know, when you talk politics, I don't have to say anything. I got Omar right in Minnesota. You think I can go out and I don't have to. She's doing all this herself.
Yeah.
These people are doing these crazy things themselves. Right, this movie I got behind, Unplanned, where I have a part in it.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that. You had a part in the movie Unplanned that just opened up. If people want to see you driving a bulldozer, all they have to do is go see the movie Unplanned.
Yeah, and I got behind it with $1 million. This has such an amazing message. If I'd have known God had his timing on this, where all of a sudden you're killing babies in New York and lighting up buildings for it, and then you're in Virginia.
We could do another hour here.
In Virginia, they're tearing them apart when they're born. That movie is good. We're going to look back someday, Eric, and we're going to say, what was abortion? What kind of barbaric people would break one of the main commandments?
Okay.
Thou shalt not kill.
If you do not go to MyPillow.com and use the word Eric or Metaxas. I don't know what I can do to sell you on this guy. Mike Lindell, my privilege to know that you're on the planet and my privilege to consider you a friend. Thank
Eric,
you for being
God
my
bless
guest.
You. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, folks, if you order from MyPillow.com, be sure and use our discount code Eric